Pause to Prophecies by Jeremy Frisk. Prologue. I was just sitting in my apartment minding my business after DJing an amazing sold-out New Year's Eve party the night before. The snow was coming down hard outside as Ruka, my blind 5-year-old pit bull, and I were staying bundled up with the heat on inside of our high-rise apartment complex downtown. The phone rang with a woman's voice and police sounds in the background. We were disconnected before I could answer all her questions, and soon a van pulled up underneath my building. Wait, no. It all started with a trip to Trinidad and a punch in the face from a supermodel. I was living in Miami Beach back in the day when it was cool. I was delivering model portfolios to agents who were looking for beautiful people, and I wasn't one of them. My boss, Rob, had a Rottweiler named Terminator who loved to go on walks with me yet disliked everyone else. From this, Rob knew I loved animals, so one day he asked me if I wanted to take care of a friend's ferrets. We will call this friend Tess. Tess was leaving the United States to get married in her home country of South Africa, and she could not take her beloved ferrets with her. Georgie and Porgy were their names, and one of them wanted to bite me. I kept Georgie and Porgy for 2 weeks, and they were the worst things I had ever had, and I used to have a pet snapping turtle. The ferret that was always trying to bite me with its razor-sharp teeth would hide under the oven while it was on or squeeze its rat-like body under the back door and escape to the stairs that took you to the outside world. My friend Ed offered to take the ferrets from me and put them in his casting office where for sure some model would take them, but no. No model took the ferrets the week Ed was expected to be in Orlando, so he was forced to take the ferrets with him. While in the hotel in Orlando, the ferrets escaped and were missing for Ed's entire stay. It wasn't until Ed was 2 hours into his return trip home to Miami when the hotel called him and said, "Hey, we found your ferrets." Ed turned around and only received one of them when he got there. The one that likes to bite bit his way to freedom but was found 30 minutes after Ed had already left, so he turned around only to return with the two ferrets and a new origin story for his furry friends. A few days went by and a model walked into Ed's office and saw the ferrets and fell in love. She not only took the ferrets, she took the new story with her. Then she took a bunch of photos of those ferrets with a film camera. She developed those photos, found the best ones, and then carried those photos with her to every single casting she went to. I moved away from South Beach and back to Minnesota, where I'm from, with my new dog Ruka that I was randomly gifted after the ferrets were out of my hands. Tess went back to South Africa but decided not to get married, and she later flew back to Miami looking for more modeling work and the ferrets she left behind. The modeling work was there, but I was not. Her ferrets were gone forever. Until one day, Tess had a casting for a commercial and went to it only to see there was a long line of girls trying to get the same role. She wrote her name on a list and sat against the wall with another model who was looking at photographs in her hand. "Excuse me, but can I see those photos?" "Sure," the young model said. "Nice ferrets." "Thank you, they're my babies." "Where did you get them? Who gave them to you?" "I got them from Ed over at Unique Casting on 17th Street."
"You didn't get them from a bald military-looking guy?"
"No, Ed gave them to me. He's a big tall guy, dark hair." The model then proceeded to tell Tess all about how the ferrets came with this horror story from Orlando and this casting director guy named Ed. Nowhere in the story was me, the random guy who promised some random model who was leaving the country I would take care of her ferrets forever. Tess wanted revenge, but I was nowhere to be found. I was in Minneapolis with my dog planning a trip to Trinidad to DJ a big party at some big thing that was opening on the tiny island. My connections in Miami got me the gig, so I had my parents watch my dog and I flew to Miami to meet my friends and then go to Trinidad. When I got to Miami, my friend never showed up to the airport. He never returned my calls when I arrived, nor the rest of the day as I looked for a couch to crash on. I was now stuck in Miami. 2 days go by of me sleeping on a French couch when she tells me her boyfriend is coming back, so I had to go. I called my old boss, Rob, and he had our friend Scotty pick me up, who had room for me in his house. Scotty had a girl in the front seat of the truck when he arrived, so I jumped in the back of the truck with my bag and off we went. We arrived at his 3-bedroom house that he shared with a roommate who was not this beautiful blonde in the front seat of the truck, leaving one bedroom and a couch neither the blonde nor I could fit on because we were both 6 feet tall and the couch was 4'11".
We were both clueless that we had met each other in the past. We both seemed like decent people, so we shared the bedroom and both of us slept with our clothes on, sharing stories of my DJ life back home and her wanting to quit the modeling industry and go to Costa Rica. The next morning, we all had breakfast. The blonde went for a coffee and a cigarette, and we decided we would drive down to South Beach and see Rob. Later, all four of us were walking down the sidewalk as I was calling my still-missing friend who had me fly here for nothing. Then, all of a sudden, I got punched in the face by the beautiful blonde who reflected her fist off my jaw into my hand, knocking my phone to the ground, breaking it into pieces. "You motherfucker!" the blonde screamed out, now being held back by Rob and Scotty. "You gave my ferrets away, you motherfucker!" We all paused and assessed what was happening. After calming the blonde down, we all got a good laugh, realizing she is Tess from back in the day. What were the odds? I spent 5 days with Tess hanging out with our mutual friends, and I felt I truly experienced what it's like to just let go and live in the moment. 2 months later, Tess completely surprised me by showing up in Minnesota January 1st at 7 p.m. in a 1977 Dodge Lazy Days mobile home RV. She showed up because she heard a rumor I wanted to move back to South Beach. She wanted to drive to Costa Rica, so she decided to be a friend and pick me up and move me before she carried on to Costa Rica in her new yet very old and beat-up RV. On our drive down to Miami, we fell in love, and 1 month later, we got a dog. This is that story.